an unexpected twist on the road to SummerSlam. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, July 24th, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on WrestleMap.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Email us, desk@justprowrestlingnews.com.
WWE.
Roman Reigns' road to a seemingly inevitable SummerSlam showdown with John Cena took an unexpected detour on last night's SmackDown. Cena opened the show and demanded Reigns answer his challenge for the match. Reigns did not show up to face Cena in person, but Reigns eventually did show up at the end of the show and informed the audience that his answer is no. Cena was not present for this, but Finn Balor entered and he issued his own challenge. This time, Reigns agreed, and that's when the show faded to black. Earlier, Balor pinned Sami Zayn with the coup de grace. Part of last night's SmackDown was broadcast from the Rolling Loud Hip Hop Festival in Miami. There was a massive crowd of music fans. They got to see two matches. Bianca Belair beat Carmella to retain the SmackDown Women's Championship, and Angelo Dawkins beat Chad Gable. WWE had been promoting Big E versus Apollo Crews as the second match at Rolling Loud. Instead, those two were in Cleveland for a segment that also included Dolph Ziggler, Robert Roode, Shinsuke Nakamura with Rick Boogs, and Cesaro, who said he wants a shot at Crews' Intercontinental title. Toni Storm's SmackDown debut was a win over Zelina Vega. She pinned her with her new Storm 1 finisher. Also, Jimmy Uso stole a pinfall win over Dominic Mysterio with a little leverage assist from Jey Uso. WWE announced it will be running a pay-per-view on New Year's Day, that's Saturday, January 1st, at State Farm Arena in Atlanta.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan has a major show coming up on Sunday. It's Wrestle Grand Slam in Tokyo Dome. But as of Friday night, there's still no guarantee that Kota Ibushi will be there for his main event title match. Ibushi is scheduled to challenge Shingo Takagi for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, but Ibushi is recovering from aspiration pneumonia. He's been out of action since he was pulled from a show on July 11th. New Japan is running a Summer Struggle show on Saturday. There could be an announcement during that show. Meanwhile, here's what else is on tap for Sunday's Wrestle Grand Slam card. Tetsuya Naito and Sonata defend the IWGP tag titles against the former champs, Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr. The champs stood tall on Friday's Summer Struggle show. Naito pinned Sabre with Destino, and Sonata rolled up Taichi for a pinfall win. Also on Sunday, Kazuchika Okada versus Jeff Cobb. El Desperado defends his junior title against Robbie Eagles. Rocky Romero and Ryusuke Taguchi challenge Taiji Ishimori and El Fantasmo for the junior tag titles. Plus, Tori Yano defends the provisional KOPW 2021 title in the New Japan Rambo. The finals of the Tag Team Turbulence Tournament is set on New Japan Strong. On last night's show, the Good Brothers beat Yuji Nagata and Ren Narita, and Chris Dickinson and Brody King beat Royce Isaacs and Jarrell Nelson. That means it's the Good Brothers versus King and Dickinson on next week's Strong. Filthy Tom Lawler is still the Strong Openweight Champion. He choked out Satoshi Kojima after interference by JR Kratos. Lawler's post-match interview backstage was interrupted by Leo Rush, and he wants the next shot at the title.
AEW.
AEW Women's Champion Dr. Britt Baker revealed Friday that she has a broken right wrist. She apparently sustained that injury during her title defense on Wednesday. Baker tweeted she's, quote, not taking any time off, end quote. The NWA is in Charlotte, North Carolina for The Gathering, and it's running a card there Saturday night with Nick Aldis defending his World Heavyweight Championship against Trevor Murdoch, and Camille defending her women's title for the first time against Kenzie Page. GCW is holding two homecoming shows this weekend. Saturday's show has Nick Gage defending the GCW Championship against Matt Cardona. Also on that card, Drew Parker will challenge Alex Colon for the GCW Ultra Violent Championship. Parker is hustling back from Japan, where he just won Big Japan's Deathmatch Championship on Friday. Sunday's homecoming show has Ring of Honor's Jonathan Gresham versus Starboy Charlie, and AEW Cesar Bononi versus Chris Dickinson.
Impact Wrestling.
We have the first match announced for Impact Plus's own homecoming show on July 31st. It'll be W. Morrissey versus Eddie Edwards in a hardcore match. Speaking of Morrissey, he told Sean Waltman's Pro Wrestling for Life podcast that his contract with Impact runs through October's Bound for Glory pay-per-view.
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor's Women's Championship Tournament will begin at the end of the month with three first-round matches on ROH TV: Miranda Alice versus Alex Gracia, Maserati versus Nicole Savoy, and Sumi Sakai versus Roxy. Major League Wrestling's Battle Riot 3 event will be broadcast Saturday night starting at 10 p.m. Eastern on BN Sports and MLW's YouTube. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, July 24th. Be sure to subscribe to this feed so you don't miss our next update. We also thank you in advance for leaving a glowing rating or review. It helps a lot. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.